Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experiment.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Excuse me. Hold on a second. Getting all choked up already. Welcome, everyone, to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. I am the world's only. I'm claiming to be the world's only happiness specialist. That's right. That's me. And what does that mean? You know, I teach, I've been teaching the importance, the Truth About Happiness classes, that's the name of it. The Truth About Happiness, it used to be the importance of happiness, but the Truth About Happiness classes, and I've been teaching, I'm going into my fourth year. I taught 3 years in California, and then I'm starting my fourth year teaching in Oregon, the Truth About Happiness. And I got an email a couple of days ago, because the classes are going to start soon. I got an email, and the question was, one of the students, before they signed up, they want to know my qualifications, which is a really interesting question, a great question, I love it. And I started thinking about that question, what are my qualifications? Well, it depends on what somebody views as being qualified. You know, I have my four-year Bachelor's of Science degree, but I'm here to tell you that 4 years of college did absolutely nothing as far as me learning the truth about happiness. And for me, this topic, this subject, this happiness has been, it's my destiny, it's my purpose to share with what I've learned. When I was younger, I know I've said it a million times on this show, but when I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And wanting to be happy, I mean, I did everything, people. I did everything I could, thinking that what I did was going to bring me happiness. The trips I took, the person I married, where I lived, the zip code of where I lived, the title that I had. What was my job title? The people I hung around with. It went on and on and on and on, this searching for happiness. I'm here to tell you, I'm standing here staring at a wall of trees, and I'm here to tell you that you don't find happiness. Happiness is a practice skill like every other skill. It is a practice skill, and it depends on how much you are committed to practice, like anything else. If I gave you a violin and I said, except for you people that already know how to play the violin, if I gave you a violin and I said, hey, learn how to play it, it's going to take practice. And that's the same thing with this thing we call happiness. It is a practice skill, but it depends on how committed each individual is to wanting to be happy. And when I say happy, I'm talking about an internal peace, a feeling, a vibration that you become this vibration. And this vibration is a vibration of peace. This vibration, well, let's say this. There's a lot of components to the vibration of happiness, to feeling happy. There's a lot of components that go into it. And one of them is surrendering. One of them is trusting. One of them is letting go. One of them is just feeling balanced and relaxed. And the other one is freedom. You know, when you truly feel free to be yourself and just free, you are going to feel, you are going to vibrate that vibration of peace, that vibration of happiness. That it's the same for me. I don't distinguish happiness and peace. It's the same to me. And then here we go, the other word is contentment, vibrating contentment, vibrating satisfaction, vibrating a sense that everything that is happening and everything that doesn't happen is in perfect divine order. So that means you look out in the world and you don't see anything wrong. You look out in the world and you know that everything is in order. But no, we were programmed to look out and find something wrong with ourselves, with others, and with the world. So what I share on this show, and listen, I'm not a popular, this isn't popular, people. It's not popular to say that all of your answers to all of your challenges in your life are right in the mirror. It's not possible. It's not popular to say, look in the mirror for your answers. That's not popular. Nobody wants to look in the mirror. Everybody wants to look outside of themselves. But I'm here to tell you that's where your power is. Your power, you are powerful to be, to know that you have the power to shift your vibration, to change your vibration to peace, contentment, satisfaction in every moment. So nothing has to change in your life. I know I get a lot of calls, a lot of questions from people that want to know their future. They want to know if they're going to get the job. They want to know if their person is coming in their lives, you know, their significant others. Where is he? Where is she? Listen, I'm not poo-pooing any of that. But that's not the road to happiness. That's not the road for feeling or vibrating contentment. And when I say contentment, I mean walking through, journeying through this life with your shoulders down, deep breath, with ease. You know, there's nothing in this universe that happens that isn't easy, that isn't, you know what I'm talking about. There is an ease to this skill called happiness. There is an ease when you commit and prioritize happiness that you will feel in every single moment. I don't care how many bombs are exploding around you. I don't care how you think your life is falling apart. No, there is a solid, you are rooting in the foundation of trust, surrendering, knowing, letting go, allowing, accepting the universe to drive. And that's what this show is today. You know, it is so interesting how, I'm just going to use myself as an example, how I used to think, and here we go, seatbelts, I know you might agree with me and might not agree with me, but be that as it may, another filler phrase, I really used to think that I was making something happen. And then if it wasn't happening, I really used to think, oh, must be blocked. I'm blocking my person from coming to me. I'm blocking my money. People, there is no such thing as blocks. Let me scratch that. In my world, the way I operate, I don't believe in the blocks. I mean, if you want to believe in your block, that's fine. But how does that make you feel? Thinking that you're blocked from your money, or you're blocked from your person, or you're blocked from your best job, how does that make you feel? Does it, I mean, is there any peace in that? No, everything that, and I mean everything in every moment, the only thing that I want to achieve, the only thing that I want to acquire, the only thing that I want to feel, the only thing that I want to vibrate is peace. Same thing as happiness, contentment, you know, satisfaction. It's peace. And there is no way for me, I'm not talking about you, my dear audience, there is no way for me to feel peaceful, and to vibrate a sense of contentment and satisfaction if I think I'm blocked, if I think something's blocking me from anything. So that's just me. You can do and behave and think and believe whatever you want. But I don't believe in blocks, because that believing in blocks does not bring me peace. You know, my point is, question your beliefs. Question your beliefs. Are they true? I was looking at, hold on a second, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to remember it. I was looking at a commercial for George Carlin, who was a very famous comedian. He took words and he was really famous for dissecting words, using words for humor to tell stories. And what he said, what did he say yesterday? He said that, okay, there is a God who loves you. There is a God who loves you, and then he punishes you. but he loves you, but he punishes you. So I know it was a lot more than that. Damn it, I should have written that down. It was really good because there are a few more parts to it. But it's the same. The universe is here to serve you, to serve me, to serve us. The universe is here and it embraces us. The universe is here to serve us and to put us in situations and experiences that is going to serve us, regardless of how it feels, for our betterment. Now, the universe isn't here to torture us. The universe isn't here to have us struggle. The universe is here to, hey, wake up. This life is a life of ease. It's a life of relaxation. It's a life of, I believe, Abraham says, you know, relax, have fun, enjoy, enjoyment. Regardless of what happens, and it is a practice, like I stated before. What is her name? Her name is Bronnie Ware, B-R-O-N-N-I-E Ware. She is an Australian nurse, and she is a hospice nurse, and so all of her patients are dying. And she was very curious, and I've said this before on the radio, and it's really worth repeating because I get new listeners all the time. She was saying that there was a questionnaire, and the question was the five most common regrets of the dying. I mean, if you can't get any insight from people that are dying, and some of the five most common regrets of the dying, I wish I would have pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life that others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. And this one, I wish I would have stayed in touch with my friends. And then the last one here is, I wish I had let myself be happier. These are the regrets of the dying. So I'm here to say, wake up, audience, wake up. Are you going to have regrets on your deathbed? Can you feel any regrets now? And that's all part of the practice. When you commit and you prioritize happiness, there is practice that comes with that. And it is a daily practice. And I'm here to tell you, the more you practice, the easier you begin to identify with what you are practicing. The more you practice, the more your identity becomes your practice. Your identity becomes peace. Your identity becomes happiness. You are contentment. You are, that when I say satisfaction, listen, in any moment you're either feeling dissatisfied or satisfied, in any moment. So you are able to vibrate a sense of satisfaction. Do you know how cool and easy and how great that feels to feel satisfied? It's the same as, to me, it's the same as having gratitude. Gratitude, satisfaction. Gratitude is just grateful for the moment that you're in, grateful for self, grateful for your life, grateful for people, grateful for things, grateful for all of it. So there's the vibration of satisfaction and gratitude, very close. Let's say they're cousins. Let's say they're twins. My point is, it's up to you, the person in the mirror, to make a commitment or not. Or some people make a half-ass commitment. That's even okay. It's all okay. Half-ass commitment, but you know that your half-ass commitment is going to bring you half-ass results. So when I say that today's topic is let the universe drive. Listen, this topic of happiness, if you've listened, you know that I'm shot out of a cannon. I'm feeling it. I was put on this planet to share with as many people as want to hear, as many people as want to listen. I'm here to share what I've learned in every single moment, and I'm telling you that every day is different, every week is different, every month is different. And when you commit to wanting to practice what adds to happiness and eliminate what subtracts from happiness, it's going to be like a rocket ship. You will start sailing. You will just bam. No, I think a rocket ship is not a bam. I think it's a boom. You will boom rocket into space and the more you practice, the easier this life becomes. I'm not saying that things don't happen, but there is an ease about everything you're going to experience. And I'm going to go to the phone calls in just a minute. Give me 3 minutes, people in the queue. Just give me 3 minutes, and I'll get all of your phone calls. I promise. Last week I missed some phone calls, but anyway, that was last week. So, and this is a leap year. This is a very, very interesting leap year, which means there is an extra year, extra consciousness, extra elevation. This life is made for your enjoyment and for you to relax, navigate through it. So when I say let the universe drive, let me give you a quick analogy, and then I'm going to go right to the phone calls. Visualize, and I've said this before, but visualize if you could have any car that you would want. I don't know, if it's a Lamborghini to a Rolls Royce, Mercedes, I don't know what kind of, but people like an SUV, some people want one of those big monster trucks. Whatever kind of car you want, can you visualize that for me for a minute? Just visualize your car. And you're sitting in the back seat. Or you're sitting in the passenger if the car doesn't have a back seat. Or you're sitting in the passenger side if the car doesn't have a back seat. Your favorite car, your favorite color, your ultimate car or truck, and you're sitting in the passenger seat or you're sitting in the back seat. My question to you, my dear audience, is who's driving? Who's driving? The universe is driving. It is your choice, responsibility to allow the universe to drive, to trust to a point where you can let go of that steering wheel, because nothing is going to happen without the universe signing off on it. You know that, right? if the universe doesn't sign off on anything, it's not going to happen. So the universe signs off on what happens and what doesn't happen. It's a concept that if practiced, you begin to let go of thinking that you have control. You begin to let go of thinking that you are making things happen. No, this is an intricate plan here. This plan, what you are experiencing, is far beyond anything. It's so great and so vast. It's far beyond anything you could even imagine. My little puny brain can't even imagine all of the plans and all of the opportunities that the universe has in store for me. And I have a past. I know how the universe works, and I'm telling you, I'm amazed. Wow. If you listen to the show, you know, 2018, my mother died and gifted the family house to the handyman. That's right. The family house, I was supposed to inherit it, went to the handyman. Well, guess what? Without a long story, it's been a year. And let's see, October, November, December, January, February, 4 months, a year and 4 months. And 2 months ago, I got the keys to that house. So it was a year later that I found out, and oh, it was all legit, going to the handyman. But guess what? I was given the keys a year and a couple months later. See, the universe wanted me to experience all the shock, all the dismay, all the hurt, all of the anguish of what the hell. And I have grown and expanded so much from that experience that I would never have been able to if that event hadn't have happened. You know what I'm talking about, and I know for a fact, and I'm going to the phone calls right now, I know for a fact that you can look at your life in the past, and even though in the middle, while you're in the middle of the storm, even though you know that and experience that, something else good, something else magnificent, there was something else that came from that that would have never happened if you didn't experience that kind of anguish and pain. Allowing, letting go, let the universe drive means that you have to put your hands down, you have to trust, you have to surrender, you practice trust, and you know that everything is happening is there to serve you. There is an ease that you're going to feel when you allow the universe to drive. There is a come on, there's less for you to do. But the ego gets in the way and says, oh, no, it's better if this happens. And I'm here to tell you, I'm here to testify that the universe's plan is far greater beyond anything I could even imagine. Now, let me go to the phones right now. Area code 607. Hold on, let me do this right. You're live on Reality Spirituality. What's your first name and welcome to the show? What's your first name?
Oh, my name is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Thanks for holding on, too. Hello?
I have a question. Like, I've been experiencing a lot of anguish like that. When I come out of the hospital and I move into these apartments, I experience a lot of bad things, and I wonder why it keeps happening because I keep doing it over and over and over and over and over again. And I think the answer is go to N5. Is that the answer?
Okay, so because I don't know if I'm understanding. What is it that you are experiencing when you're doing what? You're moving into an apartment? Is that what you said?
Yes, I move into two different apartments after I get out of the hospital, and they're the worst apartments ever. The first one, I'm totally tormented by everything. Everything is so wrong there. There's no heat on in the winter. Mm. It's so hot in the summer. The neighbors are terrible. And it's a really bad apartment. And then the next one I move into, the neighbors are terrible. And it's too small. And nothing here works. The AC doesn't work. The washer and dryer don't work. Or at least the dryer doesn't. And the neighbors are terrible.
So what you're doing is, and forgive me, because you know if you've listened to the show, you know I'm a hard hitter. But let me say this: can you, you know, it's what you're doing is you're blaming neighbors, you're blaming the weather, you're blaming for the appliances working or not working. You're blaming all of that on your. For the reason why you can't feel or be happy or feel peaceful. There's a lot, I feel a lot of complaining and blaming. Scratch the complaining, but a lot of blaming that's the reason why you can't feel happy. I mean, I can feel you. You're feeling very heavy. I don't feel any lightness. And blaming others or outside circumstances for how you're feeling is what we were taught. It's not your fault, my dear. It's not your fault. We were definitely taught to blame why I'm feeling a certain way. It's because of A, B, or C, or D. And I'm here to tell you that your feelings and your vibration have nothing to do with what's happening. So what I would say is I'm asking you, so what makes you, or is there anything that you can find or feel, because you're very heavy energy, or every, in other words, when is the last time you smiled and laughed?
Oh, I smile and laugh all the time, but I've been up for like a day or two, and I've been doing lots of chores, and I haven't been out to see my friends in a while because of the weather.
And so now we're blaming weather. So what I want you to do is there's a lot of things that you can do. In other words, you haven't seen your friends. I mean, we do, what is it, Skype or FaceTime, and there's plenty of ways that you make videos. When, you know, when I send videos to my son, he lives in New York, I'm here on the West Coast. So there's a lot of things that you can do. But it just sounds like you are, and I'm going to throw this out here. You know, there's a lot of addictions in this world, from addictions to alcohol, drugs, food, shopping, gambling. But you're addicted to blaming.
I don't know. I think that's one of my life lessons or something.
What?
Because really, how can you be happy when it's 100 degrees outside and it's 100 degrees inside and you can't do anything about it?
Well, you can be happy, because happiness has nothing to do with your circumstances. Happiness is really a state of mind. But what you're doing is, and it's not your fault, sweetheart, it's not your fault, because we were all programmed to blame the circumstances. You're telling me there's not one person on this planet, who was that guy, Mandela, who stayed in prison for 30 years, in a jail cell for 30 years, and he found peace and happiness in a jail cell. So if you have an example of somebody that's able to do that, that means you can do it too. But you're looking for things, you're looking for something to happen, and if you're looking for something to happen or not happen to make you feel happy, then you're going to be on an endless loop of being unhappy, because there's always, you know, let me just give you my example. When I moved to Oregon, I the first time in my life I didn't see the sun during the winter. I mean, a California girl, there's no sun. And, oh, God, where's the sun? This is me. Oh, there's no sun. It's horrible. It's cold weather, no sun. I said to myself, you know, used to complain about a hot day in California, and it was cold in Oregon. And I said right then, I will never complain about a hot day ever. I can sit, I can go to Arizona right now, 100 and whatever, degree, 110 degrees, and I will never in my life complain about a hot day or a cold day, because that blaming and complaining is not making me feel good. And your blaming and complaining, that doesn't do anything for you. So all I'm saying is, it's a shift of perspective. So here we go. You ready? This is going to be a hard one, but I know you can do it. Give me three things that are good about your situation right now. Just three things that are good about your life, your situation. Three. Let me hear it.
Oh, there are plenty of good things. Like even when I lived in that last apartment, I went outside every single day. And I saw my friends at the Junction, and you see, I can't see them on Facebook because it's a professional relationship. So I can't call them or anything. And I just love my friends so much. I go outside every day, and I said, I'm not going to live in this apartment. I'm going to be outside every day, and I just love my friends so much. And I was happy every day. It was just going home that didn't feel good. And I still like to see them every day, but I haven't so much lately.
Okay, give me something else.
Ethan hugs me.
Okay,
I love him.
There you go.
My mom always helps me.
Go ahead.
My mom has shown me she will still be there for me and help me, even with little things and big things and... Except she won't talk to me on the phone, and that kind of hurts me.
She won't talk to you on the phone, and that hurts you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, she's not a very technical kind of person because she's kind of older.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't like to be on the phone.
Okay. So now you...
And she's not complaining either.
She what?
She doesn't like complaining either.
Ah. Well, the interesting thing, the thing with you is, and I want you to focus on, see, while you were talking and sharing, you know, a couple of things that you felt better about than the first time when we started speaking, you know, your energy lightened up just a little bit. So what happens is the programming is we were taught that something has to change in my life. Something has to change for me to feel better. And I'm here to tell you that when you shift your perspective and you shift your focus, and that's what I was trying to say is, can you come up with three good things, three things that you know, hey, I love this. Hey, I really like this, and you did good. I give you A+ for effort on that. But it's a shift of focus, and the blaming, and the lack of acceptance will always, always, always make you unhappy. So the practice of accepting and the practice of not blaming anything or anyone for how you're feeling is a practice that is going to bring you peace, happiness, contentment. But are you willing to practice it or not? I mean, I can only give you some suggestions, but it's up to you. Because, again, there is an addiction to blaming, there is an addiction to complaining, and there is an addiction to lack of acceptance. If I had to say, well, what's your diagnosis? If I had to give you a diagnosis, that's what it would be. Addicted to complaining, addicted to blaming, and addicted to lack of acceptance. Because, see, you can't be grateful and blame at the same time. And you know I love you.
Okay.
So there's a choice in every moment. You're either choosing to be grateful or you're choosing to be something else. You're either choosing to accept, and how can you be peaceful? See, Don't think you've got to do it by yourself. All you do is ask the universe for answers, for solutions. Hey, universe, how can I let go of blaming? How can I let go of complaining? Hey, universe, how can I relax? How can I be lighter? Universe, how can I accept? See, so you don't think you have to do anything, my dear. Don't think you have to do anything. Just ask the questions. How can I let go and feel more peace? How can I let go and feel lighter? How can I let go of the addiction of blaming? See, that's all you have to do, and let it go. That's the easy part, because that's the job of the universe to orchestrate the hows. Are you with me on this? Are you with me? Can we do it? Can we do this?
Yeah.
So give me some questions you would ask the universe. How can I? I mean, I gave you some answers, but do you have any more? How can I? What else would you like? How can I let go? How can? Yeah,
go ahead. I got to probably like fix my situation before, and I got go down five, and I got exercise on my bike I bought, and I'm painting.
Mm.
But I do know I feel wicked heavy today. I even feel physically heavy because I haven't slept in a while and I've been doing a lot of chores. And I've been in bed for a couple of days, and I want to go outside, and I want to go outside today, but I'm waiting for my mother to call me back. But I love painting. I love the radio. I love putting on my headphones and listening to Pandora while I go around or walk outside and while I ride the bus. I was going to Walmart and sitting at the bus stop and just sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm painting a picture for my mom. Finally.
Well, see, and there you go. There you go, sweetie. There you go. See, it really, what you're used to doing, and it's become, you know, who you are, is focusing on, you know, the word, the label is negative, focusing on what's wrong. You're focusing on what's wrong as opposed to focusing on what's right. You know, I meet people all the time, and and I always get the stories of this surgery, that surgery, this thing that happened. And I said, how long ago? Well, that was 10 years ago, and they're still focused on it. So
I used to be really focused on my dad when I was a kid. I talked to my aunt one day, like 10 years later. She brought my dad wanting to talk about him, and I was like, we used to. And I was like, I don't want to talk about that. This is way in the past.
Yeah. Well, okay. And so you already have the answers. See? You already have the lightness. You are light, sweetie. You really are light. It's just that ego has its way. You know, what is the job of the ego? You know, we have two voices that are in our heads. We have the voice of the universe and the voice of the ego. And that job of the ego is to make us feel as bad as possible, to focus on everything that's wrong with life. Everything that's wrong with life, everything that's wrong with my life, focus on it. Or you can focus on what's good, what's positive, what can I be grateful for? You know, it's really...
I have a terrible ego.
What?
Like, I have a terrible ego. It's like not attached to me or something, but it like tells me to swear, and it gets angry, and it makes me angry. And I'm like,
yeah.
I don't feel like that.
Yes, and it also makes you feel bad. And it also makes you complain. It also makes you blame. And it also gives a lack of acceptance. Of course. I have the same thing. It's the same thing, but see, I know the difference. And what I do with my ego, because listen, trust me, honey, I got the same the same horrible thoughts that you do. I mean, there's nothing new. The ego, don't think my ego is a happy hell. No. Ego is as miserable, miserable, miserable. But the difference is recognizing, witnessing the ego as opposed to identifying the ego, put that ego on a stage and just look at that ego or feel that ego, witness the ego as entertainment. Entertainment, drama, bad news. Oh, it's a drama and everything's gonna fall apart. But you separate yourself from the ego, just like you were saying, you separate yourself from the ego, and your ego is not your identity. I listened to you when you said you were talking about when you first called, you know, your apartment, the weather, all this stuff. All that was your ego talking. That wasn't even you, Nicole. That wasn't even you. So your ego is taken over, and this is who you are? No, honey. So it's just not identifying with that negativity because it's not you. And it doesn't feel good either. Makes you heavy.
I learned I had to say, take the stress off my shoulders, and then that would stop. It would stop talking, you know?
Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm sorry, but the stress is also another creation by the ego. There is no such thing as stress, but it is a man-made concept. Man-made will say, well, we're under stress, but there, in the universe, there's no such thing as stress.
I don't know any other way to put it, so I just say, take the stress off my shoulders. I learned to say that, so it works.
Yes. How? So you ask the universe, how can I take this stress? How can I take this anxiety? How can I take this heaviness off my shoulders? That's another question. Throw that in too. So all day, all you do is ask the universe questions. And you ask the universe those questions. Write down 10 questions. Write them down on a piece of paper. Universe, how can I feel more peaceful? How can I let go? How can I stop? How can I let go of complaining? How can I let go of blaming how I'm feeling? I'm serious. Write it down on a piece of paper so you don't forget. And you say them all day long. I mean, that's an easy assignment. Say them all day long to the point where you start remembering them. You don't have to read it. You just feel it, and you throw it out all the time, all the time. I'm like a basket case over here. Hey, universe, how can I mean, I'm asking them questions all the time. How can I feel more peaceful? Well, how can I raise my level of consciousness? How can I raise my level of awareness? See, those are the questions I ask all the time. It's really, and you'll never be bored, never. Growth, personal growth, spiritual growth is never boring.
Like every time I step out the door, pretty much I am just letting go and I'm just feeling much better the minute I know I'm leaving and getting on the bus. Then I just can't wait to see who's at the junction that day.
Now this is my girl. I can feel you. I can feel you. Now stay here. That's what I'm talking about. I can feel a little bit of excitement, a levity, lightness in your voice, in your vibration. You feel it too, right? You feel the shift because I'm chilling up. I can feel you. I can feel you.
Yeah.
So it's a practice, honey. It's a practice. And the other thing that the universe, not the universe, but the ego, is lack of patience. Lack of patience, lack of trust. Oh, my goodness, the patience. I want it now. I want it now. I told you the story about the house that I was supposed to inherit and my mother gives it to the handyman. Well, the universe made me wait for that house a year and 2 months. A year and 2 months. Now, I was supposed to be happy through all of that and peaceful through all of that. And after the first, you know, couple of weeks, maybe a month, I was able to be at peace with that. But a year and 2 months I had to wait. Are you willing to be patient with yourself and with the universe? That's the question.
Yes.
I think
the ego has a hold of my phone sometimes because on my phone I am just going from one thing to the other, constantly on something, and I just can't stop.
Well, this is the problem. The thing about, and there, here we go. This is another one. Now I know another one that we can, that you can practice. This thing about criticizing self, and there's something wrong with what you're doing, or there's something wrong with, there's something wrong with your behavior. What are you doing? And I'm here to tell you that the universe gives you an A+. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing to criticize, my dear Nicole. There's nothing to criticize you for. Absolutely nothing. Don't buy into, well, I'm doing something and that's wrong and bad and it's a program. See, the ego wants you to feel bad about self, about your life, and I'm here to tell you, let go of that self-criticism. And so there we go. How can I let go of criticizing self? Throw that in too. Because I'm here to tell you, everything I do is an A+. Everything I do is an A+. Everything I don't do is A+. You know what I did last night? I had a poppy seed cake with a cream cheese lemon icing. And we all know how bad sugar is. But I ate that cake and I felt so good. See, that's the thing. Yeah, I ate the cake. Am I going to eat cake every day? Who knows? But I'm not. I refuse to criticize myself for doing anything anymore. I was raised in a house where all they did was criticize me, criticize mother, father, criticize, to a point where I knew how to criticize myself better than anybody else. So I'm not criticizing myself for doing anything anymore. I'm done with criticizing self. So you too, sweetie, let's let go of that. Let go of self-criticism. No.
Like, sometimes I'll try to criticize myself about something, or I'm thinking about it. And then my friend Ethan just pops in my head. He's like, no, we love you. You're not going to do that.
No. Okay. Well, what are you feeling now?
Kind of tired. I drank like 3 pots of coffee. You know, I've been up since yesterday,
so,
and I'm just waiting for someone to call me.
Well,
I could.
They're waiting for somebody to call you. Waiting for somebody to call you. That doesn't feel good, does it? Does that feel good?
I need something from my mom. She's going to bring me something.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered a lot, and it's up to you to either, you know, want to shift and focus on what's right as opposed to focusing on what's wrong, knowing that blaming anything for how you're feeling is just off. Is just off. It is something we learned. We learned to blame other people. We learned to blame our circumstances for how we're feeling, but it's just not the truth. Again, Mandela was in a jail for 30 years, and he found peace in a jail cell. So, there is, you know, blaming circumstances is something that we learn to do. But whatever you learn to do, you can unlearn to do. And I really, really appreciate your call, and I thank you so much for sharing. See, one of the things our listeners do when they share their personal stories, and Nicole was very open with sharing all of her, what she was feeling and what she was experiencing. So I don't think that you're alone, Nicole. Don't think that you're alone. There's thousands, millions of people that are in the same circumstances. I'm not the only person that got screwed over with the trust. And Nicole, you're not the only person that thinks that circumstances dictate how you feel. But without her call in there, we couldn't discuss all of this. And I really appreciate you, Nicole. And again, it's time to take responsibility. And this is for you, my dear audience. Take responsibility for self. Not take responsibility for anybody else, but take responsibility for what you're focusing on in every moment. And remember, nothing has to change in your life for your vibration to change. It is a shift in perspective. Your perspective perspective, if you practice, when you practice changing your perspective to find peace, so you change your perspective for what? You change your perspective to feel good. You change your perspective to find peace. You change your perspective to vibrate contentment, balance, relaxation, happiness, peace. You change your perspective to do that. That's the practice there. Happiness is a practice skill. And again, let the universe drive. Well, the universe is driving, whether you realize it or not. The universe is driving. And the big question that the universe has for each one of us is, can you find peace with everything you are experiencing? Can you be happy with all of the things that happen? All of them. Because each and every one, even especially the ones that don't feel good, is an opportunity for the individual, for any individual, for all of us to grow and expand and get to another level. You know, I've used this analogy a lot, but when the World Trade Centers were, before they were blown up, I went to the top of the World Trade Center, the one that had the antenna on it, and I remember from the top of the World Trade Center, I remember looking down at the Brooklyn Bridge, and I remember looking down, and there was a small plane, a plane. I was looking down at a plane. So you can imagine the perspective of that view. And if I'm down in the lobby of the World Trade Center, I am not going to see the same thing that I saw when I was on the top of that World Trade Center. So what I'm sharing is, practice the perspective of the whole, of like you were on the top of a World Trade Center, like you were on top of a building, and you can see, for miles, as opposed to you're in the lobby and you can only see, maybe the street outside and four walls. So that practice is with the individual. And I really thank Nicole for her call. Really just such good stuff. Really good information, being open and sharing. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know. I've got to update everything. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And my second book, which is called Program for Unhappiness, which it is, we were all programmed to be unhappy. We were programmed to blame. We were programmed to complain. We were programmed to find what's wrong in every moment. And I'm here to say, let's unlearn what we've learned. It's about recognizing the program, recognizing the ego, and letting go of all of it. Because this is going to keep us, this is going to make us miserable. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always growing. You're always changing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. Have a conscious week. You've been listening to Rebecca L. Norrington, World's Happiness Specialist on Reality Spirituality. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Time to get some answers, baby.
Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Spirituality.
Yeah, you're gonna feel good.